Good afternoon, everyone. This is Emily Steinberg with One Star Foundation. We're going to go ahead and get started in just a few minutes. But if you are on the call, can you just let me know so I can take note that you are on today?
Aisha from Avanza El Paso.
Hi, Aisha. Thanks for joining.
Jennifer Duff, CIS.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
This is Joe with Swift.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Anybody else have joined us yet?
It's Erin from TXCC at AYW.
Hi, Erin.
Hey.
Sarah Casper from City Year.
Hi, Sarah.
Lori and Emma with Keep Austin Housed.
Great, thank you. Anybody else on the call yet that hasn't stated their name? Okay, we'll just let it, we'll wait for another minute or so before we get started. Oh, did someone just join us?
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Erin Fox. I'm with AISD AmeriCorps in Austin, Texas.
Hi, thanks for joining us. It was Erin?
Yes.
This is Emily with One Star. Welcome.
Thank you.
Who else has joined the call?
Hi, Emily.
Hi, this is Abby from Breakthrough Austin.
Hi, Abby.
Hi.
And did I hear somebody else?
Hi, Emily. This is me, Emily. Miranda.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
I'm sorry. There was somebody else who keeps speaking, and I can't hear you. I apologize.
Hi, Emily. This is Nathan Kinsman with ACE, the Community for Education.
Hi, Nathan. Thanks. Okay. Anybody else that hasn't yet let me know that they're on the call? All right, great. We'll go ahead and get started, and this may be a short call, but I do want to provide some time for an open forum to discuss the 20th anniversary. We'll start by giving some updates, but really we also want to hear from each of you on what you're planning, what you're thinking, what questions you still have, and how One Star can help make sure that your program can participate as much as possible in the very exciting AmeriCorps 20th anniversary on September 12th. I do want to remind you all that this call is being recorded for those who can't attend, so if for any reason you object, make sure to disconnect at this time. And I am joined by several other One Star staffers, including Laura West, Miranda Spiro, and Elisa Gleason. And I think a few other folks might have just joined. If somebody else just joined who hasn't, let us know that they're on the call.
Hello, Rip Rowan from Literacy Coalition here.
Hi, Rip. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, great. Well, it sounds like we have quite a variety of programs on the line, and I really want to thank you all for taking the time to join in today for our conversation, our informal peer call, which is Open Forum Planning Your 20th Anniversary and 9/11 Day of Service event. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with just a few general updates that kind of from the One Star event planning perspective. You all should have received our official Save the Date email invitation yesterday, which includes our brand new logo commemorating both the AmeriCorps 20th anniversary and the One Star 10th anniversary. That was sent out yesterday to all AmeriCorps programs operating in Texas, as well as a variety of other stakeholders. I'm excited to let you know that been working on getting that invitation out to all elected officials in Texas that have AmeriCorps programs or national service programs represented in their districts. We're also working on sending that invitation to all mayors across Texas who have previously been contacted regarding the Mayor's Day of Recognition for National Service. And believe it or not, we were able to acquire a database of emails from AmeriCorps alums who have served in Texas over the past 10 years since One Star was first created. So that invitation will be going out by the end of this week to all of those different stakeholder groups, and we definitely encourage you to please consider forwarding that invitation, that save the date, to any of your own programs, AmeriCorps alums, your board members, your staff, and any other stakeholder groups that might be interested in attending or participating or even watching the live stream event on September 12th. So we intend for you all to forward that save the date widely. It is just a save the date at this point. We are working on sending out a more formal invitation by the end of this month that will include an RSVP link where everybody can RSVP so we can start ensuring that we will have space for everyone. I did also want to update you on a few logistics for September 12th regarding the date and time and venue. We will be hosting the event on Friday, September 12th, 2014. The time frame is still at this point between 1 and 3 p.m. Central, although that still is pending the final confirmation of the national live stream from Washington, D.C., which is dependent upon the White House and other VIPs. So I apologize we can't firm up the time exactly, but we are really waiting on national folks, and we've been told that it could be 30 days before the event that we kind of get the final details on timing of everything. So we're asking you to hold the entire time frame for right now between 1 and 3 p.m. Central Time for the actual event, and there will be hopefully some optional things that you could participate in before the event if you are in Austin or would like to come to Austin that morning. We're working to see if the LBJ Museum and Library, where we will actually be hosting the event at the LBJ Auditorium, we're working with them to find out if AmeriCorps members could have admission to the museum for that morning to make a field trip day out of the day, if your program will allow them to do so. And we are also working on hopefully having some type of reception after the actual event. So we hope that you will join us on September 12th. It is our preference to have AmeriCorps members represented here in Austin from across the state, but we do recognize that those of you that may have programs further away outside of Austin may not be able to bring your full core member, your full core here to Austin. However, just know that we are committed to trying to get as many AmeriCorps members at the event as possible, including alums of your program. So please do be thinking about how we can make that happen collaboratively. And if your program is so far away that it would be prohibitively expensive for you all to get here, but you do want to come here, do let us know that, and we will do our best to find out what funding may still be available to allow you all to travel to Austin for that event. So again, September 12th, 1 to 3 p.m. Central time frame, at University of Texas at Austin. We will be in the LBJ Auditorium, which accommodates approximately 1,000 people, and we have an additional room available for spillover if we run out of seats in the auditorium. At this point, we are hoping to get as close to that 1,000 participants as possible. That may be ambitious, but we would really love to see all of those AmeriCorps members and alums in one place for this very large swearing-in. We want to make this the largest member swearing-in and recognition ceremony in the history of the state of Texas. So please help us make Texas state history and get your AmeriCorps members and alums and staff here if you can. Okay. I will take questions in just a minute, so keep them in mind. A few other updates on things that are going on. There has been some talk of T-shirts. That I know we may have communicated with some of you about the fact that OneStar is working on a universal T-shirt design for September 12th that will be a commemorative T-shirt that will celebrate the actual AmeriCorps 20th anniversary. It will ideally also be including program logos. We're still working with our potential T-shirt vendors on making sure that we can keep the cost affordable. But we are ideally hoping to incorporate each of your program logos on the back of the T-shirt or somewhere prominent on the T-shirt, probably in black and white or two-tone, just to keep costs affordable to everybody. So we will be contacting you probably very soon, and if you want to go ahead and send this to us, we would appreciate getting your program's logos in EPS format or a high-resolution JPEG file that is 1 megabyte or larger. So we will be in touch with you all about that. We are working with some potential vendors to figure out a streamlined ordering process where you all would be able to order these shirts for your members so that they could have a uniform look and feel. And we would hope that you would use your mini grant to purchase those T-shirts. So we're still working on some corporate sponsorships that might make additional funding available. We cannot guarantee that at this time, so we're still hoping that you all will, whenever possible, be able to use your grant funds and your mini grant funds to purchase those T-shirts. We did notice for some of you all in your mini grants, some programs budgeted less than $10 per T-shirt. We saw some budgets for $5 a T-shirt or $6 a T-shirt. I do want to let you know at this point that that is probably not realistic to have any color on the shirts whatsoever. We're really looking at probably $10 minimum per T-shirt. So I do want to just put that out there if those of you, for those of you who submitted a budget for less than $10 per T-shirt. We really want this to be a special, commemorative, colorful T-shirt that can use the full colors of the AmeriCorps logo and of our special event logo as well as your program logo. So more to come on that. We are working on the final design, and it will be coming out as soon as we can possibly get it to you all. And we are trying to make this as easy of a process as possible so that you all can coordinate directly with a vendor and get your T-shirt. We are likely looking at having a T-shirt order deadline of September 1st at the very latest. Order your shirts in order to have them in time in the correct sizes for the September 12th event. Might want to pencil that on your calendars, that September 1st will likely be the latest possible date you could place your order for these T-shirts to have them in time. So just want to put that out there. Speaking of mini-grants, I wanted to also give an update for all of you who did submit a mini-grant application for the up to $500 to do towards the 20th anniversary event. We thank you for submitting your application, and we're really excited to see all the enthusiasm out there in the field. And we are working on cutting checks to each of your programs that requested the $500 by the end of this month. So we anticipate that you all should have your $500 by August 1st in hand so that you can begin the process of thinking about ordering T-shirts, planning travel, or purchasing other things that you listed in your mini grant application. We'll let you know if we have any final clarification questions, but if you requested the $500, you know, unless you were planning on doing something totally unallowable with it and we checked in with you, then you will likely be getting the, you will be getting the $500. there were a few programs that did not submit applications. I do want to just remind you all that this is basically free money. OneStar has secured the match for these funds, so this is really meant to be a very easy application process. I understand for some of you it may be more red tape due to being part of a larger institution, but we really want to encourage you all to get your $500 if you can use it for the 20th anniversary or the 9/11 Day of Remembrance. So if for some reason your program did not submit an application, but you now believe that you could use it, please let your grants officer know, and we'll see what we can do to work with you to make sure that you get your $500. So look for those checks by the 1st of August. A couple of other quick updates, some national initiatives that are going on related to the 20th anniversary planning that I'd like to make sure that you all are aware of. We'll probably have your grants officers send out more information about this in the coming week. AmeriCorps alums and the Corporation for National and Community Service are looking for some key things to come their way before the 20th anniversary, and preferably by August 1st. Those include stories and nominations for prominent AmeriCorps alums who continue to live a lifetime of service. AmeriCorps alums has created a national website, which is 20.AmeriCorpsAlums.org, to have you all self-nominate or nominate others who are inspiring AmeriCorps service work And we'd like to encourage any alums in here in the field and any program director to nominate somebody or themselves or to submit their stories by August 1st at 20.americorpsalums.org. So that's my personal challenge to all of you. If you are an alum or know a great alum, is to go ahead and fill that form out. It's not a very extensive application form, and it should be something that you could do in 30 minutes or less. You just have to write a few paragraphs about how you're continuing to live a lifetime of service and how you continue to carry the commitment of your AmeriCorps pledge forward into your life. And I think it would be really great to have some Texas stories represented nationally. This will go into a national database for award making, and also to kind of have some potential speakers available at different AmeriCorps events happening across the country, and a way for AmeriCorps alums to showcase what alums are doing across the country. So please do consider submitting your own story or another alum's story by August 1st. The Corporation and AmeriCorps alums are also looking for Throwback Thursday photos for social media purposes. We'd love to get some images of you or your members in action doing service. The further back in time, the better. So we're really looking for those kind of ancient photos that you can go find in archives of members serving, particularly before 2009. We've heard from the corporation that they really don't have that many photos of folks serving before 2009. So if you have alums or photos from your program prior to that date or even just a few years ago, we would love for you to submit those to OneStar, and we will save them for our own purposes for the upcoming event, as well as share them with the corporation. So please do let your grants officer know if you have any great Throwback Thursday photos that could be shared on social media or for the AmeriCorps 20th anniversary at all. And let's see, our very, very last update is related to the 9/11 Day of Remembrance or Day of Service. OneStar does not have any concrete plans as of yet for the 9/11 Day of Remembrance or Service. But we are working on potentially being able to offer some civic reflection curriculum around the 9/11 Day of Remembrance that could be used by civic reflection facilitators across the state of Texas to have kind of like, instead of a service project, have a community dialogue using civic reflection as a practice to talk about issues and themes that relate to 9/11. So we are working with some potential contractors on that. We are looking at being able to get you that curriculum, hopefully, in August. And we think that this could be a really profound and meaningful and also logistically easy way for you all to participate in the 9/11 Day of Remembrance. If for some reason you cannot commit to doing it on the actual date of September 11th, we ask that you consider incorporating it into any other activities you might be doing as a Saturday service project on September 13th, or to even just do it at any point in the month of September with your members to host a civic reflection dialogue surrounding issues of 9/11. So we will be getting you more information about how you can participate and what curriculum or readings or materials you can use for that. So please stay tuned and let us know if you're particularly interested in that or would like to play a role in helping facilitate a conversation in your community. We also encourage you, if you will participate in that, to consider inviting other service stakeholders in your community, whether it's your AmeriCorps alums chapter or you know other prominent service champions that might want to attend. So we definitely invite you to think about this as a bigger initiative leading up to the 20th anniversary and participating in the 9/11 Day of Remembrance. So I think those are all of our updates from the OneStar level. There's still a lot being figured out, and we will let you all know as soon as there's any breaking news regarding speakers or logistical updates. We're working on confirming elected officials that can speak on September 12th. If you have any great connections with elected officials that you feel we should consider as speakers that represent bipartisan ship, we would love your recommendations. So please do send me or your grants officers those kind of nominations or recommendations. Okay. So with that, I will open it up to questions right now, and then we'll dive into some of the peer sharing questions. So any questions on any of the updates that I presented?
Emily, this is Jennifer with CIS.
I don't know which vendors you're looking into, but I know a lot of the Austin programs use AJL advertising. So they already have the AmeriCorps logo on file, and that should not have a setup fee with it.
Thanks. Yeah, we actually have been in touch with them, Jennifer. And unfortunately, they are probably not able to use a single design and have multiple programs order separately, but we are talking with them. So thank you. We do appreciate the recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Emily. This is Charlotte from 4-H. I also have a question about the T-shirts.
Sure.
Are these shirts going to be just for members or for members and staff? And if that is the case, that it's for members and staff, is it possible for there to be a difference between the, like, can it say staff on the sleeve or something like that? I don't know if that's possible, but.
That's a great question. We had designed them only with members in mind, but that is something I will talk with our designer about, the what we can incorporate without adding too much additional cost with the vendor. So it is possible. I think we had envisioned that program directors would look different, so meaning maybe program directors wear more formal clothing to be identified separately.
I think.
Or staff could be identified differently than members, but I will look into that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
That would be great, Emily, because I know actually in our mini grant we put T-shirts for staff and members.
Okay.
And I think other programs may have also.
Okay. Yeah, we will definitely clarify that in the next week or so when we send the design out. Other questions?
Can you talk a little more about the Saturday Service Project on September 13th?
Sure. That is actually something that was kind of left up to programs. You probably noticed, for those of you who filled out the mini-grant application, that we sort of asked you to tell us if you would participate on 9/11, the 9/12 date, or if you prefer to do something on Saturday, September 13th, because a lot of programs do tend to make service days on Saturdays. It's just easier logistically for folks to attend. But there is no mandated service project on the 13th. It's more about what works for your program or your regional programs and what you've been working on. So I'll throw that out to the field. Is anybody working on a Saturday, September 13th day of service project? Nobody? Okay. So there may not be any or many Saturday the 13th service projects. I just wanted to throw that out there as an option.
Okay, thank you.
I believe that I've heard from the Austin AmeriCorps Alums Chapter that they are looking at the possibility of doing something on Saturday the 13th, but that's the only thing I've probably heard.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions? All right, so I'm counting on you all to consider submitting your stories by August 1st online, finding old photos of your members or alums in action, forwarding our Save the Date to all of your networks and alums, and sending us your program's logo in EPS or high-resolution JPEG format. So I hope you all have that on your to-do list and are thinking about those things. And I'll move it. Yeah, is there a question?
Can I have that link again to that for the story?
The link? The link for submitting your stories or nominations is 20, T-W-E-N-T-Y, spelled out, .AmeriCorpsAlums.org.
Okay, thank you.
They also have an initiative that I neglected to mention on that same website where alums can pledge what they're calling 20 for 20, 20 service hours between now and September 12th that alums pledge to serve in their communities. It's just kind of a marketing gimmick, but a really cool way to kind of show the power and impact that alums still have on their communities in serving communities. So consider having your alums consider doing that as well. Okay, any other questions? Great. I will throw it out to the field now. I'd love for you all to chime in and tell us how you and your program are planning to honor either the 9/11 Day of Service and or the AmeriCorps 20th anniversary this September. So does anybody want to go first and share what they're thinking or planning? I'll have to nominate somebody if nobody volunteers.
We had talked about, this is Erin from AISD AmeriCorps, and we had talked about just doing kind of a member scrapbook on a more personal level, and just getting all the members to kind of jot down personally ways that they remember 9/11 or just sharing stories from that day and then putting that in a scrapbook.
Great idea. I love that. So that would be something that you all would print as a publication, or would it be
Most likely handwrite it and then put it together like in a scrapbook and decorate it to be a little more creative.
Great.
Sure.
Great idea. Definitely keep us posted on that. I'd love to see some pictures of it, or have you even bring it September 12th, if that's possible.
Okay. Yeah, that's part of the plan, I think.
Great. Who else wants to tell us what they're thinking about doing in September?
Hi, this is Karen with Houston Center for Literacy, and we plan to coordinate efforts with the other Houston AmeriCorps groups for the September 11th. We're going to do, and we're in conversations right now of what that might look like for a community service project to come together. And then on the Friday the 12th, we plan to come. The plan right now is if we have the funds and are able to logistically get work, then we plan to come to Austin and spend the day there. So we're looking forward to it.
Great. Okay, so you are going to plan a service project in Houston for September 11th, it sounds like.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. So it sounds like the Network of Houston Programs is meeting and working collaboratively on that, Ben Karen?
Yes. Yes. They met last week. I was actually on vacation, but they met last week, and so we're getting together just on via phone next week to talk about what that looks like.
It's not available for both.
Wonderful. Thanks for the update.
Yeah.
All right, who else can tell us what they're planning? I know we have a lot of Austin programs on the phone. Do the Austin programs just want, have you all been working together on initiatives, or are you all kind of working on this separately?
Can we just do the last break period?
I think all the Austin programs are just planning to come to the LBJ ceremony.
Okay.
I may be speaking out of turn, but I think that's the plan.
Okay, that's absolutely fine.
This is Charlotte again. We are, in addition to coming to the swearing-in that morning, we're going to do a service project with all our members and staff together. Like go do a park cleanup or something like that.
Wow. Which day are you planning that, Charlotte?
We're going to do it on the 12th, the morning of the 12th, so then we'll all do the service project together and then all go to the swearing-in together.
Oh, wow. It'll be a very full day.
Yes. Yeah. And then I think we can try and squeeze in the civic reflection on Thursday morning, too. I would like to.
Okay.
We can make it happen. So.
Okay. Sounds good. And let's see. Aisha, I believe you're on the line. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys are thinking for El Paso?
Carolyn, you should report that exact thing to TPA. And it would be a great...
Are you there?
And it would be the number of students who graduated on...
Okay, she might have dropped off the call. Let's see if anybody else is represented on the call. Joe, what are you guys thinking about for Schulenburg?
For instance, there may have been...
I know that Heather is planning to take our new core to Austin on that day, on Friday. And I'm not sure what service project she is considering yet. And she's not here right now because she had a meeting to go to. So, but she's still working on the details on that. So... As soon as we find out, I'll let you know. But she is taking the new court to Austin on Friday. So.
Okay, great. Thanks for the update.
Okay.
And I believe Sarah from City here, were you on the line? Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you all are thinking for San Antonio?
Sure. We are actually hosting our opening day on that Friday. And we're planning to incorporate something around the anniversary. We just haven't figured that out yet. And then also some sort of school supply drive as kind of our project. We're just starting to plan that out, though.
Okay. So your opening day will take the place of the 20th anniversary event then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I also wanted to say that we will be having a live stream. We're working on having a live stream from UT where our event will be, which is somewhat complicated in terms of technology, but we are working on being able to hopefully record, if not also live stream, the the event taking place here in Austin. For those of you that might have members or sites that can't attend, so we're still working on that and making sure that that is definitely going to be possible. There's just a lot of AV needs that go into having a live stream coming into the venue as well as projecting out from the venue, since we will also be part of the national live stream. So that might help you all in San Antonio as well, Sarah.
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay, great. Any of you who are civic reflection facilitators on the call, I'm curious if you all are interested or available in doing some type of 9/11 Day of Remembrance themed civic reflection in your community at some point in September, if not on 9/11?
That's another one.
And I'm looking at Nathan, Jennifer, who else? Abby, Aisha, she's still on the line.
I'll speak. This is Jennifer, and we usually do one during our PSO training with our members, but September is just a crazy month. We're onboarding everyone. I can't relegate myself to the community event. I'm sorry.
Okay. We may also alternatively be able to lead that civic reflection by phone. That could be for folks who don't have a civic reflection happening in their community. Do any of you feel that you would be interested in participating in a 9/11 civic reflection by phone if that were available?
Just to clarify, are you all working on curriculum for that, or are you expecting programs themselves to come up with the curriculum?
Great question. No, we would be working on the curriculum and having kind of a template of an actual, you know, written material or an image or a recording of some kind that you all would use as the text for the civic reflection, and then kind of questions already developed. It would just take having a facilitator who is knowledgeable of civic reflection to actually administer that and actually facilitate the conversation.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Joe. On September 11th, which is a Thursday, our members would be tutoring at the school, so it would be kind of hard for our tutors to come out and do that.
Okay. So it sounds like if there were more flexibility of having it at a different time in September, or were you all going to choose
the
time?
We're probably having to do it at another training, I think we have a training on the 19th. We'll probably have to do it in one of the trainings. During the month.
Okay, great. That's good feedback.
I think the other thing that could be an issue is it's a recompete year for some of the programs that have trainers in their staff. So not only are we onboarding in the month of September, but we're also working on our grant application.
Right. Yep, good point.
We may call you.
All right. I'm going to move on to the next question now. I'd love to hear your ideas for how your program plans to maximize your $500 mini grant. So maybe just give some examples of how you plan to use your $500 or if you found any creative ways of maximizing your money to make it go further. We'd love to hear them. No volunteers?
This is Karen from Houston again. We're just excited to have the grant, and then also we're going to put in some money as well to be able to come to Austin to participate. We think that's a great idea for us to be there together with as many AmeriCorps members. And what we're also going to do is order one of the 20th anniversary AmeriCorps pins and use it as an opportunity at the swearing-in ceremony to actually pin them. And they will receive their 20th anniversary pin at the same time. So we would like to use some of the funds for that as well. And, of course, we're going to probably rent a van and, you know, because we have 13 members. So to try to bring everybody over there, we'll probably have to do something like that. So we'll have some transportation costs in there as well.
Okay, great. Glad you're excited.
What?
All right. Well, it sounds like you all don't have straightforward plans under $500, but I definitely encourage you all to talk amongst yourselves if you find innovative ways of making those dollars go further, whether you have members coming in from out of town and have some type of maybe there's a way to encourage members to stay with other members if there's a need for housing and things like that. So think creatively. Also think about lunch for those members who will be coming. With the event being from 1 to 3, it's likely that folks may need to arrive before 1, kind of cutting into the lunch hour a little bit. There are some places on the University of Texas campus where you can eat, you know, something simple like a sandwich, but folks may want to bring their own brown bag lunches. So just kind of be thinking creatively about how to save on costs related to feeding members, transporting them, housing them, et cetera. All right. Next up, how to engage local media, elected officials, alums, and other partners. So I'll just say a couple of things about this, but I would love to hear if any of you have any experience doing this or have already been thinking about how you plan to engage your local media officials, alums, and partners on your 20th anniversary plans. So one thing that OneStart is definitely doing, as I mentioned, is sending the save the date, both in hard copy and electronically, to all elected officials in Texas that have AmeriCorps members operating in their areas. And so we're working right now to see who can actually attend or have a staff member attend on the 12th. We are definitely going to be working with the governor's office to see if we can have the governor's office represented and ensure that we have proclamations in place for the 20th and also for OneStar's 10th. And we're working with all of the presidents of the Texas AmeriCorps alums chapters to ensure that they have visibility and a place on September 12th in the ceremony itself. There will likely also be alum sign-up booths at the event, so consider that as well. Even though it may be very early in your members' service term, we want to get them started thinking about registering at AmeriCorps alums or even volunteering with their local chapter. So we're working on ensuring that alums also have a large presence on September 12th. But I'm curious, for those of you that already have strong relationships with elected officials or alumni networks or media, I'd love to hear kind of what you all are doing. And I know that some programs that have done quite a lot of this in the past are City Year. I know you guys have a lot of strong connections to elected officials. American Youth Works Texas Conservation Corps, I know you all have worked really well with the media and with officials in the past. So I'd love to just hear any ideas that you all might have. Sarah or Aaron, can I put you on the spot?
Yeah, we don't have anything. This is Aaron. I guess we don't have anything for that yet in the works that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. I know you guys have always done a really great job with your swearing-ins of getting prominent people there, so maybe we'll touch base with you at some point. Okay. Well, if there's nothing to share, that's totally fine. Also, I did want to mention OneStar is working with a publicist to ensure that we will get media coverage on the 12th. So be thinking about that in case, you know, you were asked to give a media interview on the 12th or in case you will be taped. So just be thinking about that and be prepared for that. Make sure that your members look professional and have kind of their basic talking points, their basic elevator speech memorized just in case they do get asked any questions by members of the media. So just be thinking about that. And last but not least, how to leverage social and traditional media to increase visibility of your efforts. This is where I remind everybody to make sure that your organization is using social media and your websites to promote this historic occasion. Also, make sure that your media teams or your marketing folks at your organization know to use the hashtag AmeriCorps20. That is how all of these tweets can be searched online and how they can show up on the national stage. So I definitely encourage you all to do that. You'll probably notice that our social media pages will start more prominently featuring the 20th anniversary and One Star's 10th over the next 60 days. So please be checking in and feel free to like or retweet or repost anything that's coming from, you know, One Star, AmeriCorps alums, and the corporation related to the 20th anniversary. But does anybody else have any great ideas, or is anybody using social and traditional media now to increase visibility of your program or the 20th anniversary?
Emily, this is Jennifer, and I actually have another question. Sorry.
Sure.
And it's in relation to the media. I'm just thinking of kind of the magnitude of the Austin event, and so I assume a lot of media will be there. And I don't know if the media could be directed to the program directors to then get a member. I'm just thinking, like, my members literally will have been started the week before. So to put them on camera to do a really strong elevator speech is going to be difficult, where I could direct them to a returning member who would be much more eloquent and, I think, represent the whole purpose better. And I think probably the other programs may feel the same, because I know some programs do start in August, but literally mine start the week before.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. Unfortunately, I can't control individual members of the media, but I would encourage each of you to kind of have your own protocol that you inform your members about before the event. If a member of the media approaches them, obviously they need their elevator speech, like who are they, where are they serving, what's the name of your program, make sure they kind of have everything memorized, kind of the basic spiel, and that they then know who to go get from your program who could speak to them. So just be thinking about that. That could be your own protocol. You could designate a few returning members or staff who are authorized to speak to the media. And it may not end up happening at the level that it could, but I just want to make sure that we're prepared in case the media does attend.
That's what I'm saying. I assume because some of the press releases will come from One Star, they'll approach a One Star staff person first. But like you said, they could just approach anyone there. But if they approach a One Star staff person first, if then that contact can go through the program to grab a member.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yes, we can. And we will have our own publicist on site that day coordinating the media, so we can definitely make sure that she's aware of that protocol. But it is good for each program to kind of know who your spokespeople are before you attend.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Yep, good feedback. Thank you. Okay. Any other thoughts on media, social media, or any other general questions? Okay, great. Well, we look forward to issuing your mini grants in the next 2 weeks and getting you all out the T-shirt design and the T-shirt order instructions. So please be patient with us. We're working on a lot of different aspects of the event, but I think it's going to be phenomenal. The LBJ Auditorium, for those of you who haven't been, is just beautiful, and it's also where UT recently held a Presidential Civil Rights Summit with the current and past three presidents attending, so they are already well-versed in working with high-level elected officials and VIPs, and it just has a lot of prominence as well as a connection to our national service history through the LBJ Museum. So we're really thrilled to partner with University of Texas and the LBJ Foundation on this event, and I really look forward to seeing everybody there. So we'll probably have more updates on our August grantee call, but in the meantime, we will be communicating with you all via email. So just stay tuned for updates. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.